This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today reached Warsaw on the first leg of his two-nation visit to Poland and Ukraine. He was accorded a warm welcome at the Warsaw Military Airport in Poland. He also received a traditional welcome by the Indian diaspora at the hotel. The Prime Minister will lay a wreath at Jan Saheb Navanagar Memorial and at the monument to the Battle of Monte Cassino and Kolhapur Memorial. Later he will attend a community event in Warsaw and engage with the members of the vibrant Indian community. During his visit, Mr. Modi will meet his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and President Andrzej Duda. This is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Poland in the past 45 years. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said, "Poland is a key economic partner in Central Europe." He said India-Poland mutual commitment to democracy and pluralism further reinforces relationship between the two nations. President Draupadi Murmu today emphasized that the technology should be used for sustainable development and public interest, as its wrong use can be disastrous. The President said that presently many avenues of progress have been opened up, a number of online employment have been created by the development of technology and access to the internet in remote areas. President Murmu was addressing the fifth convocation of the J.C. Bose University of Science and Technology at Faridabad in Haryana. The Election Commission today stopped the announcements of the result of the ongoing recruitment process in Haryana until the completion of assembly elections in the state. The Commission took cognizance of the complaint received from Congress leader Jairam Ramesh regarding alleged violation of the Model Code of Conduct in the process of recruitment against 5,600 vacancies for the post of Constable in the Haryana Police and recruitment for various posts for Haryana Public Service Commission. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, Delhi, has appealed to its resident doctors to resume duties in the interest of patient care. In a statement, AIIMS said that the government is committed to the cause of healthcare professional safety, and the Supreme Court has also assured affirmative action for ensuring the safety of the medical staff. AIIMS has constituted a committee to address any immediate concerns of healthcare professionals. The committee comprises the academic dean as the chairperson alongside four other members. In a related development, resident doctors from Lady Harding Medical College, Maulana Azad Medical College, Vardhaman Mahavir and Safdarjung Hospital today held a protest at Jantar Mantar demanding justice for the alleged rape and murder of a doctor in Kolkata's R.G. Kaur Medical College. Thailand has detected its first suspected case of new Mpox strain today. Thailand and Sweden are the first countries outside of Africa to detect Mpox cases of the clade 1B variant. The Department of Disease Control found the patient with suspected clade 1 smallpox. The health authorities found that the patient has a travel history to Congo. The World Health Organization, WHO, has declared Mpox a public health emergency of international concern on the 14th of August. Russia destroyed 45 Ukrainian drones, including 11, over the Moscow region during the last 24 hours. Moscow's mayor Sergei Sobyanin said this is one of the largest drone attacks on Moscow ever. The Russian Ministry of Defense said three counterattacks of the Ukrainian armed forces in the Avdiivka direction were disrupted overnight. Last week, the Russian military repelled a similar group missile attack on the Crimean Bridge and drone attacks over the Black Sea overnight. India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over Assam, Meghalaya and Tripura during the next 2 days. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is also likely over Kerala and extremely heavy rainfall over Lakshadweep during the next 24 hours. The Weather Department has predicted light to moderate rainfall over Uttarakhand, Jammu, Kashmir, Ladakh, Himachal Pradesh, Uttar Pradesh, East Rajasthan, Punjab, Haryana and Delhi during the week. Union Law and Justice Minister Arjun Ram Meghwal has encouraged people to maintain a happy and positive environment in the offices and to take care of their colleagues, inaugurating a motivational lecture cum workshop on happiness building capacity through human values of the employees in New Delhi. He also highlighted the importance of developing a sharing attitude. And that is the end of this news bulletin.